Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
26th of May. Oh, it's been going fast this year.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be at the end of the year before end of June.
Nah, because, well, it's not even halfway. Let's not get too excited.
Well, it is. After June, that's halfway, mate.
I'm at the point now where I get asked every day by my seven-year-old,
yeah,
how many days till my birthday?
How many days to your birthday or her birthday?
To hers.
Oh, okay. When's...
End of June.
End of June, not too far away from
Greta. I know. So she's now, she can see that it's within, you know, just over 4 weeks. And she's thinking, this is it, we're on.
We've got two other news coming up. What a man. He walked out of a pub in England and he wanted to get home. What did he use to get home? We're going to look at that story. As well as that lady, Julia Morris from the Central Coast.
You bet.
She is our local girl vying for the gold Logie.
I've worked out how to vote. It's easy.
Good, have you?
And you don't have to give your life savings and your bank details and all that stuff.
Okay.
It's a piece of cake.
All right. We're going to speak to Julia Morris. We've got the campaign, footy tipping, and also what did you inherit? That's all coming up in our podcast.
TV Week, Logies, vote,
yeah,
.com, and it's easy.
Okay. That's for Julia Morris for the gold Logie.
Play on.
Okay. No worries.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, there we go, Kenny Loggins. Oh, what a song.
Awesome.
What a song to get us off today.
Gee, I've never heard so many jets.
A few in there. That was the special.
Paddy's edit.
Special Top Gun version of Danger Zone. And JCP from midday today is doing the Top Guns of movie soundtracks to celebrate Top Gun Maverick. But you know what? Last night, you know, we always, because we had the preview, special preview of Top Gun Maverick on Tuesday night, Vince Cinemas.
Yeah.
So I thought Kirsten and I last night, we said, let's watch Top Gun. So it is on Foxtel, by the way. And I just went, oh, I was tired. And at 20 past, I was, oh, I'm going to bed.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You just didn't like it?
No, I just wasn't into it. I was too tired.
Well, who sits down to watch a movie when they're too tired to watch a movie?
Well, I know. I'm going to go back and watch the second half today.
No, no, you owe it to the first half to watch it
all
again.
All right, I'll do it. Ray, 1-3-3-5-3. Get a morning,
mate.
Ray.
He's got the hiccups.
Morning, boys. How you going?
Not too bad. What's happening?
I'm going to watch Top Gun on Saturday in Gold Class. Looking forward to it. But just at the moment, you play that song. I'm driving the Mustang today down the freeway. Not a good choice, boys. You're killing me.
I'm looking at it.
Mate, I just hit 150 and I was like, wait, what happened then? Like, it was just,
No, he didn't. Everyone,
didn't.
He just
allegedly
said that. Yeah, allegedly, he just said that.
I'm just thinking, if I cop a ticket, it's going to Rob Palmer because no use giving it to Paddy because he doesn't have money. So it's going to you, Rob.
I'd say I've got your back, but if you're driving a Mustang down the M1 at 150, you're writing your own ticket.
Yeah, sucked in, pal, if you get done. Mate, we have to look at this. I'm glad you got here. We got you here. Yesterday, we were looking at bloody Maddie Lucas, our producer. We were talking about the poisonous mushrooms. They made this story. And Maddie said, oh, a lot of people go out and pick mushrooms. We said, oh, be buggered, they do.
No, they don't. Who picks some mushrooms?
Ray, when was the last time you went out and picked mushrooms?
Never.
Never, yeah. Maddie?
Never.
No one ever would.
Maddie's picking the magic mushrooms. That's what he's doing.
He's been to Bali too much. Maddie?
I think so.
Right, if anyone who listens to our show would be a Magic Mushroom fan, I thought for sure it was going to be Ray. He's actually not in the Mustang. He's in a cardboard box right now. Just...
Mate, I don't care when a Top Gun song's played, as long as I'm in the Ranger, because that does not go as fast. That's all right.
All right, then. Okay, well, we won't play Get Your Motors Running, all right, for you this morning, so you slow down. Yeah.
Just for froth and feel, I went for Melbourne this week. Manly are not a chance, mate. Just letting you know, not a chance. No chance.
He's optimistic. All right then, Ray. Thanks for the call, mate. You slow down. You keep to the speed limit.
Always, boys.
All right, mate.
My first car was a Mazda 929 74 model, and so I was driving at this little yellow box. It wouldn't even do 110 without shaking.
What was yours, a Mazda?
Mazda 929.
What, my first car
the
was
old rotary engine.
Oh, yeah. Mine was a Corona Mark II.
Corona Mark
II.
Didn't even know there was a car called
which
a Corona.
Now, it was a Toyota, is now worth a bloody...
Toyota Corona.
It was a...
Is it before the Corolla?
Yeah, it was. We got Johnny from Tagra.
G'day, John.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. What's happening?
Oh, I'm in a world of shit, mate.
Oh, what happened?
Whoops, what happened?
Well,
we're live on the radio too, by the way.
Keep it tight.
I better be careful. You played that song. I was coming down to Mooney Mooney talking to my partner, and I said, I have to go. I've got to get this song. And yeah, she's not answering
my
call back now.
Oh, so you dropped out on a call so you can listen to the radio.
Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Or, now, John, what's your missus's name?
Michelle.
All right. Michelle, listen, please pick up John's call. He wanted to listen to Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone.
Yeah, and you don't who can blame him? It was an involuntary action.
All right, okay. Well, see, give us a call back if she calls back. And also, now, if we get enough vote, we can't play it twice in a row. Maddie Lucas, our producer, said if we get enough votes, we'll play Kenny Loggins. We can't play it, Maddie.
We can't just break the rules.
And play Kenny Loggins twice.
Yeah, no, you were supposed to not imply that that was my idea because Speedy, our boss, will get angry at me now, not you.
No, we can't play it twice.
You've got to ask for forgiveness, not permission, Paddy. If we got enough people that would say that we should do it again, maybe we should do it again.
Okay, all right, John.
No one's going to say that. Yeah. What are you, a 7-year-old?
Do it again.
I'm going
down to Mooney Mooney. Okay. John's approaching the Mooney.
Manny, do you know how difficult our music producers are? All right, so that's one. Do we have to get 5 votes?
No, I'd say let's go. If we've got to do it again, it has to be a solid 10 votes.
Okay, 1-3-5-3.
10 calls if you want Kenny Loggins again.
if you don't want Kenny Loggins Danger Zone, say it, but it's got to be unanimous, all right? It's got to be unanimous. 1-3-5-3.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
It was a Top Gun Maverick. Everyone's talking about bloody Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, it's all I can think about is when I can get there with the kids.
And Maddie, our producer, said, you did say, Maddie, don't try and get me in the shite, said, oh, if we get enough callers, won't we play it again?
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed
Paddy's nervous.
The music people around here are so pedantic. You do not believe how pedantic they are. And Maddie said, oh, get 10 votes and we'll play it again. So we've got two.
We've got one, Ray.
Ray and John. We've got Simon.
Simon.
G'day, mate.
Stephen. Hammond Terrace.
Oh, it's Stephen. Sorry, Steve.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Do we play it again?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, all right.
You can hear.
I think we just put it on a loop all day.
Okay.
All right. That is a great idea. Okay. We can't play it again at this stage, Steve, because we need 10 votes.
Okay, that's 3. That's
so
3.
1-3-3-5-3. Paddy is nervous as all get out. It's like a cat on a hot tin roof. He does not want to do it.
Lukey, good morning.
Get in trouble.
G'day,
Luke.
G'day. How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. Would you want to hear Kenny Loggins again? We shouldn't be doing this.
Mate, I hate Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, play it again for sure.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
4. There you go. He hates Tom Cruise.
Okay.
And still wants it.
Okay, 1-3-3-5-3. That's only 4.
Song.
We've got to get to 10.
Oh, all right.
Matty, Narara. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Paddy. Hey, Rob. How you boys doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Shall we go again?
My son's going into the Air Force in a week and a half time.
What's your son's name?
Jaron.
Jaron.
You know him from the footy club, bud.
Yeah, because he's becoming a mechanic, isn't he?
Jaron to the Air Force.
Yeah, he's becoming a diesel mechanic, and he's going to become, after that, he's going to aircraft mechanic, aircraft technician.
Oh, wow. That counts for 2 votes. All right, Matt from Narara counts for 2 votes.
I thought they said, when they introduced me to Jaron, I thought there was Nathan. So I've been calling him Nathan for the last 6 months.
Oh, that's all right, mate. You don't know what you're doing anyway.
Correct. He won't be in a job for long, mate, either, if he plays Kenny Loggins again. 1-3-3-5-3. We need 10 votes.
He's a good lad. He's a good lad, Matty.
Taking
so
another vote because Charlene, my wife, would vote for it as well.
So. And Charlene has.
Oh, this is Matty. This is a different Matty. Oh, okay, Matty.
Oh, yeah, different Matty. Yeah.
Okay, one for Charlene. Matty, Matt, our producer, what are we up to now?
I'm too busy taking votes here. Hang on.
All right, I think we're about 5. We've got Simo.
Hang on. No, we've got
1, 2, 3. Maddie, Charlene.
Yeah, Simo.
Simo, good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How you going, Paddy, Rob?
Yeah, not too bad. Mate,
what do you reckon?
Danger Zone. Should we give it another burl?
Mate, light the fires and kick the tyres. Bring it on.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. I love this. All right. Okay, Simo's in.
Okay, Darren from Tumby. G'day, Daz.
G'day, Daz.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, what should we look? Knowing we shouldn't do it because we've already bloody played the song.
We played the song.
Play it again, Sam.
Play it again, Sam.
Okay. What are we up? Is that seven?
That's seven. We need one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. No. Did we give Matt two, three votes?
Yeah, two. We got.
Yeah, three. You wanted Charlene in it as well. What do we got?
Nick from Davo. Nick.
Yep.
What do we do? Play it or don't play it?
Yeah, play it.
Okay. Oh, yes. That's eight. We only need two to go. BJ.
Lock the fires and kick the tires.
BJ.
That was too funny.
Play it again,
BJ?
Should we?
Yeah, buddy. 100%. Get it going.
All right. Okay. I'm going to be in the shite for this.
I'm saying we're up to nine at least. Yeah, Come on, Wayne from North Entrance.
Wayne, it is up to you, mate. Should we play Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone again?
Mate, the hair's already standing up on the back of my neck in anticipation.
All right. Okay. Okay. Is it overwhelming? Tony from Green
Point. The last save.
Should we go with it?
Absolutely. I want to see Paddy get into a shine.
Thank you, Tony. That seals it.
This is not allowed. It's all right for you, Palmer. You say, oh, don't push the friggin' buttons. Triple M.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Paddy's not in the studio just at the moment. We've just played Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone twice in a row, which is a forbidden thing to do. And Paddy's just been removed from the studio temporarily. I can see him through the window with someone. Mark from Gwandlin.
Morning, Rob. Because Gerard is stuffed up as always.
Yeah.
He's going to be flying a cargo plane full of rubber dog crack out of Hong Kong. That's his next assignment. He's gone.
I think you're not far off it. I think I might be getting called in as a support person right now. Anyway, news is next with Caitlin Unger.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
What animal would you be most scared of? I can guess.
Yeah.
Probably snakes, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't like them?
Yeah.
You wouldn't really think that having a fear of kangaroos would be a thing, but
no,
there's some golfers are developing one because they're being warned not to be complacent when dealing with kangaroos on the golf course following a spate of nasty attacks. I showed you a little video this morning.
Yeah.
This kangaroo is on its back legs and
they're dangerous.
It is going, this bloke. It chased him around a golf cart, and as he's defending himself, like poking the roo with his golf club out, trying to keep distance from the roo, it's just marching on him, bouncing forward until he falls over, and his mate obviously drops the camera and runs to help him. But these things are wild, and the course in Queensland was forced to close after a number of publicised attacks.
Yeah.
A 64-year-old player was repeatedly kicked by a kangaroo last week at the Arundel Hills Golf Course on the Gold Coast, leaving her with large cuts to her neck, arms and back. These things are lethal.
Oh, mate, their claws are just so dangerous. And to have them come up at you, they'd rip your guts apart.
We go up the mid-coast with the kids. We used to go up, you know, get a cabin or go camping or whatever.
Yeah.
And the kids would go up and there were kangaroos everywhere. And they tell you not to feed them, but no one tells you not to pat them, except for me. I go, get away from that thing.
Because my wife was chased by an emu. She doesn't like emus.
An emu's a funny looking bird. But they're aggressive too.
Oh, yeah. She was chased by an emu. So whenever we go anywhere, there's an emu. She cows behind me because she just don't like emus. So be very careful.
Yeah.
That's if you're playing golf today, there would be no kangaroos. We wouldn't have kangaroos on the courses here, would we?
Yes.
We don't, do we?
Yes, we do.
Do we really? Like in Canberra, they'd be bad. Kangaroos are bloody bad in Canberra.
Kangaroos are everywhere.
Yeah. But if you're driving to Canberra, be really, really careful because...
Or more so in the Hunter. You get lots of roos on the courses up there.
Yeah, well, I just got a quick one. I mean, like, you know, some we've all been on the Hoogan Juice before, and this bloke wanted to get home. He's in England, Stephen McCartan. And what he did, he'd been out with a friend in, is it Poole in Dorset? Ever been to Poole in Dorset?
Poole?
Poole.
I don't know. No, it could be Poole.
And he wanted to get home. So you know what he ended up doing? He borrowed a double-decker bus to get home. Saying he's unable to remember the unusual ride to his house after a night out. So he gets into it. He drives it home, parks it out the front of his joint, stumbles, you know, and then wakes up and, oh, geez, how do I get home? By the double-decker bus. So, look.
That bus, I caught the bus home.
Yes, but he drove it. The bus was damaged as a result of the collision and was, as was another parked vehicle. So, Stephen, you're a bloody idiot, mate.
Stephen, you fool.
Absolute fool. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Last night on TV, I saw Jane and Jane Saina. And what happened? She's 74. She was on a current affair. Jane? Don't you know Jane? She was on a
How many Janes do you reckon there are?
No, not many.
It was a popular name in the 50s.
Was.
60s
indeed.
And 70s.
Everyone knows Jane.
So who's Jane?
Jane Saina.
Well, yeah, but what'd she do?
I'm just about to tell you.
Thanks.
Because she was on a current affair last night. And I read this story too during the week. And anyway, she doesn't have to. She's 74. She still does a job at Epping, right? She does a fruit and veggie market. Anyway,
is Jane just a regular person?
Yeah, Jane's just a regular person. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
as
yeah.
in, that
I do like, think she was a movie star.
I've never heard of this.
No. Jane. Anyway, what Jane did, she's she was 74, now 75. She rented this St. Albans unit off and off this multimillionaire, John. Anyway, John called her one day, the owner of the unit, and said this.
I got a phone call from him one day and said, I want you to talk to my solicitor. He's here at the moment. And can you give him your full name? Because I'm leaving you the unit.
So John rang Jane and said, I'm leaving you the unit. How good is that?
Was he about to die?
Yeah, before his passing. Wow. Yeah, he was crook. And he had an $18 million fortune. Left a huge amount of money to one of the hospitals in Melbourne.
Isn't that a nice thing to do?
Yeah, bloody oath. Bloody oath. Would love to know, though, from you this morning, what were you left in the will? There was a bloke that I used to, when I was at the gym, when it used to be Fitness 2000 at Erina, and he got left a parrot in his will, but $10,000 or $15,000 bucks as well. So he got left the money, but he looked had to look after the parrot.
Oh, there's
a
quandary.
Yeah.
$15,000. Oh, so the parrot wasn't worth $15,000.
No. He got the parrot, but in return, he got $15,000, but he had to look after the parrot.
What if, like those macaw birds? They can live for a long time. Yeah, they're worth a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
If someone left you a macaw, would you sell it?
Of course I would. Where do you keep a macaw?
In a cage. So they've left the bird to you.
Yeah.
And you'd look after.
How much money do I get?
Probably get about $12,000.
Higher.
For the bird?
I want more.
They're not worth that much.
I want $100,000 to look after the macaw because I'd have to build a bloody cage and they squawk and then I'd have to put up with my whinging neighbours.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, would you sell it? If someone gave you something that was valuable, would you sell it?
Probably. Well, you couldn't. But would love to know. What did you inherit? Would love to know. Have you inherited anything?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
I'm hopeful.
But there may have been something strange that you inherited. What about the caller we did this week, earlier on, about the young lad who's 28 and got the house and the unit and everything?
Oh, and he's retired at 28. Well, he got it when he was 22. He's 28 now.
Yeah, and he's just retired. How good is that?
All he has to do is play games on his computer.
That's what he does now. 133353, would love to know, what did you inherit, especially after Jane? We want to support Jane this morning. Maddie in production over there, Maddie, our producer. Maddie, what have you been left anything?
So my dad is well and truly pretty far off carking it, but he's decided that he got a Rolex. So very nice watch. And he said, I'm going to give it to you. And that's purely because my older brother wants it. And so to shit off my older brother, he said that I get it. And my brother gets wound up about it all the time. So we'll go out for a dinner or a lunch and my dad will take it off his wrist and put it on me just to see what it looks like.
See? So your brother, and you're going to go, na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, absolutely. See? I can't wait.
Yeah, I tell you one thing that I did get.
Well, I can wait. I don't need him to die now.
No.
Let's not wish him off the coil just yet.
No, off the perch. Mum had all these spoons. You know how a lot of older people collect those spoons?
What do you mean older people? I used to collect spoons.
My point. Exactly.
Mate, I used to... collect spoons from all over Australia.
Yeah, that's what we did. And wherever you always knew wherever you went,
yeah, you get a spoon
for mum. And Nana used to collect them too. Anyway, and she had, I would say, thousands of spoons.
Oh, I didn't have that many. That's
and you'd go in and you go, oh, there's some more. And have you ever tried to clean those suckers?
Do they go all
yeah.
All they discolour. Yeah, tarnished. That's
the word. So anyway, so after mum passed away.
They're not
away,
real silver, by the
no,
way.
No, they're not real silver. Oh, no. They're about four. Well, are they worth $4 or $5 now? Anyway, we when mum passed away, because there's nine of us, we each got about, I reckon, 200 of those spoons, and we just went, oh.
What is it? Listen, come on now. That's a part of your mother.
I know.
And what have you done with them?
I think they're in a box somewhere because Kirst wouldn't allow them in the kitchen. But, you know.
Can't you just drip feed them into the teaspoon drawer?
Mate, Mummy, I used to come home and she's cleaning them. And as I said, there would have been over 1,000 of them. We got Kylie from Wyoming. Hey, Kylie.
Kylie.
Hi, boys.
Yeah, now, what did you get left? What did you inherit?
Well, not yet. I haven't. But my dad, God bless his soul, he has told me that when he passes on, I will get his dog.
His dog?
His dog, Montgomery.
Montgomery,
however,
yep.
There is a little problem. He's only babysitting this dog. It belongs to me. I own the dog. The dog's registered to me. Dad's just caretaking it. But when he passes away, I get my dog back.
Oh, you get the dog back. Oh, right.
So he said, once I die, I can't look after your dog anymore. You're going to have to do it for yourself.
You're going to have it back. Yeah. But he won't give it to me now.
Oh, there
I've already
you go.
Asked.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, you won't give it to you. So it's like reverse.
No. I found a place to live in Gosford and, the dog's still in Tamworth.
Oh, the dog's in Tamworth.
Oh, the dog would like Tamworth.
Yeah.
Good for dogs. Humans, not so much.
Dog loves Gosford, too. Well,
being in Tamworth, wonder if it's not bored to death. Anyway.
Well, Paddy, it sleeps all day. It's a border collie, but it sleeps all day. But that's another story for another day.
We'll send you to Bow Brothers OK down at Terrigal. Kylie, well done.
Thanks, boys.
All right. Thanks for that.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is rugby league, folks. Great start from the Roosters.
Goodbye!
The try of the season, Penrith, one end to the other.
Tom for Penrith! That is from another universe!
Paddy and Rob Palmer's NRL tipping comp.
No, sorry, when your wife, Kirst, comes in and says, what do you think of my hair? And you go, have you had a haircut?
Yeah. No. Your teeth look
only just a bit better than yesterday.
Yeah, they do. Now, I said about living at the entrance. Oh, Brooke is nearly there. She's at Long Jetty. G'day, Brookie.
Hello, Brooke.
Hi, hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, where are you? Are you from Queensland?
I am, Rockhampton.
Oh, you from Rockhampton? Just up the road from Bundy.
Better than Bundy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been on the
laughing like she knows it.
Prison's better than Bundy. How long have you been on the coast for?
Honestly, since I was like 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you...
as soon as you could get out of the...
At 2 years old, you said, come on, fam.
I am out of here.
Let's pack up our car and get out of here. So you came into the coast. All right, so how long you lived here for, Brooke?
18 years.
Oh, well, you're local. You're a local now.
Mate, that's it.
Yeah. Now,
90% of your life.
Who is your team in the NRL?
Cowboys.
All right. Now, Brooke, if you tip 8 out of 8 today, of course, the round goes for round 12 of the NRL, which goes through to Sunday, we'll give you $600 just for a phone call.
To spend.
Sweet.
All right, Vicky.
Do right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Tonight, for 600. Rob. The game tonight, Storm and the Sea Eagles.
Oh, got to go Storms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manly have been playing crap, haven't they? They have.
They've had their wings clipped.
Okay.
They say the Cowboys aren't much chop out of Queensland and they're coming to Penrith.
I know. I don't know what to do.
Because Cowboys have been on fire. They have been
unstoppable in Queensland. They're playing the Panthers in Sydney.
Okay. Rookie from Long Jetty, who goes for the Cowboys? You are going to go for.
Oh, I feel like I should say Panthers, but I got it. I got to back my team.
Oh, Cowboys. Oh. All right.
It's
okay.
A heart bet. It's a heart bet. Now, okay, here we go. That's
Friday night. We've got the Broncos taking, all conquering Broncos, might I say, Brookie, are taking on the lowly rated Titans. Which way?
Got to go Broncos.
Go for the Bronx. Okay, Rob.
Right, okay. And then you got, well, this is tough it's to pick this one too. Holy Warriors geez. And the Knights.
Oh, Knights have been playing.
So Warriors. Oh, they've been hot and cold.
Yeah, probably Warriors.
Okay, go the Warriors. All right. Now, Rabbits taking on the Tigers on Saturday at 5:30.
The Rabbits slid down the slide.
Yeah, which way? Yeah,
Rabbits have got that one, I think.
Got the Rabbits on that one.
Rabbits.
Okay.
And then my new favourite second team, the Sharks versus the Roosters.
Got to be the Cronulla, yeah.
Cronulla, okay. Cronulla, oh, this, mate. I'll just circle the Dragons for you. Hang on. They're taking on Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, Dragons. Paddy's upset because he tipped the Bulldogs last week.
They ruined my perfect tipping round.
You never know. Every team has its day.
Brooke, it's
what
up
do
to
you,
you
think,
though.
Brooke? It's your call.
Sorry?
Oh, Dragons your call, the Bulldogs. Brooke.
Definitely Dragons.
Definitely the Dragons. And final match, the Raiders taking on the lowly ranked Eels.
Oh, it's a walk-up start.
Yeah, got to go Para.
Go Para. All right. Now, nice Brooke work. From Long Jetty, if you get 8 out
formerly
of 8.
Formerly of North Queensland.
Yes, only for 2 years. Now here for 18. If you get 8 out of 8, we're going to give you $600 thanks to our good friends.
Oh, the Avoca Beach Bowling Club. Huge sporting thank moments. You. Even bigger screen to watch them on. We will see you at the Avoca Beach Bolo, Brookie.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for listening to Triple M, Brooke, as well.
Thank you.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, look at Queen. Here we go. Thank you, Triple M Big Band. Want to have a chat about anything whatsoever? A number to call.
133353. G'day, Norma from Wyoming.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. What do you want to call about, Norma?
Wonder. Thank you. I went to the preview screening, Paddy, of Maverick from you guys.
Oh, did you get some family passes? Well done. Who did you take?
I took Colin and Destiny. We loved the VMAX because the loungers went back. I do not know how you... I was tired as anything. We had a big night and we still loved watching it. You had to be a Top Gun fan to watch that movie.
Right, okay. Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't. But I do have one important thing before I go. Within the last week, we were coming home from the RSL. The crossing there at Henry Kendall... We just drove past when a gentleman was hit by a car on the crossing. But the thing that got me was the next morning, a car coming the opposite way didn't stop for someone crossing. I was on my horn. I stopped. And then we've just seen one yesterday or the day before clipped at Wyoming. So it would be really good to put a message out to remind people that the crossings, they do have to slow down, especially if there's no lights. Or anything like that. Someone's walking out.
Jeez,
they've got a ride on that crossing and they've been cleaned up. So I just think us drivers need to take a little bit more care.
Yeah,
that's a good shout, Norma. Far out. You've seen three people get almost taken out in 2 days.
Yeah, a couple of days. It was ridiculous. That's what I went, what in the hell is going on? Like, one was the night time and the lady admitted she was tired and she had hit him on the crossing and I felt very sorry for her. She was really upset. But the other one, I didn't know it was a girl on a scooter or something at Wyoming, but the other one was a car just coming straight through. So at Henry Kendall, the nurses use that crossing.
Yeah.
They park down there, the doctors and nurses.
Yeah.
And they do shifts all hours of the night, and there's no proper lighting, and they're not thinking about, and this is our medical staff that's got to save us, and we're cleaning them up.
Yeah, so just if you see someone, if they put their foot on the crossing, you have to stop.
Yeah, if you're using a crossing, don't assume that the car is going to see you.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Norma. We've got Benny from Blue Haven. G'day, Benny.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Not too bad. Don't forget vote one, Julia Morris. Get her, our local girl, a gold Logie first woman on the Central Coast to do so. You can go to...
TV Week Vote. TV Week Logies Vote.com.
Okay, what you calling about, Benny?
I heard you guys talking this morning about people that have gone on to bigger and better things.
Oh, yes, that you may have went to school with because we were talking about people like Julia Morris, actually. And she's gone on. She went on. Who did you go to school with?
So it's not who I went to school with. It's when I was real little, one of my best mates when I was living in Sydney, he used to love staying over at his place and all that, had good fun. Unless his cousin was going to be there. Because his cousin, whenever he was there, was only a year or two older than us, but he loved playing cricket, backyard cricket, and he took it so seriously. Well, now, today, he's actually playing for Australia, one of the biggest well-named players, David Warner.
Oh, right. Joking.
Backyard cricket with Dave Warner.
Wow, so he was pretty serious back then too, mate.
Oh, mate, yeah. you know, look, yeah, just you could just tell by his face, he just took it so seriously. He just whacked me left, right, and centre.
Did he play you can't get out first ball?
I can't remember. I remember there was the six and out. I remember there was that, and I used to constantly hit him over the fence. I was always out due to that.
Controlled your temper.
All right.
I was a slogger.
And still are now,
six
mate.
Ball slogger.
Still are now.
That's right.
All right, Benny. Mate, have a good Thursday and go Manly tonight, you reckon?
Storm by plenty.
All right, mate. Thanks for that, Benny. And you can get that game on Triple M tonight. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.